morning. Currently in Jacksonville, we have a temperature of 19 degrees, light snow with wind chill of 4 above zero. It is time for a look at your local and area news that's brought to you at this hour by Premier Bank. I'm Jim McCabe. Another chunk of local highway could soon be named after someone of importance. State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer is sponsoring legislation during the spring session of the Illinois General Assembly that will designate a portion of Route 67 as the Dick Rawlings Memorial Highway. Davidsmeyer noted on the House floor that the stretch of highway would run from Liberty Road west of Jacksonville down to Interstate 72.
Many of you may have heard me and many others talk about Corridor 67 and the need to continue work on this. Shortly after his passing, we were lucky enough to have a ribbon cutting of part of Corridor 67, and this would rename that portion after Dick Rawlings, who was a veteran, who was a county commissioner. He was an engineer by trade and a great loss to the entire western portion of the state.
House Joint Resolution 15 was approved on Wednesday, now moves to the full House for approval. South Jacksonville is seeking to add South Elementary School into its tax increment financing district. It was one of over a dozen topics discussed during three meetings Wednesday night, including the Planning and Public Facilities, Public Protection, and Personnel and Finance Committees. South Jacksonville Mayor Gordon Jumper says part of the long-term plans of District 117 Superintendent Steve Potosik include expanding the elementary schools, including South, but he says work needs to be done in Springfield to make the TIF agreement happen.
The process for extending the length of the tax increment financing agreement is actually a legislative process. It requires a bill to move through the legislature to approve that extension. And we would have our TIF consultants develop those documents and move them through in the appropriate fashion.
Jumper told village trustees the consultant work would cost about $5,000. Officials also provided an update on sewer contract negotiations with the city of Jacksonville. Jumper says village is considering going back onto its own sewer system instead of using the city's, as it has done so since the early 1990s. Jumper says the EPA mandate that forced the village to go with the city no longer applies, but he told trustees building a new system for the village would cost around $8 million possibly.
Either is going to be an expensive proposition, and our preliminary estimates are that it will be pretty significant to go back and create a sewer plant. I think that the advantage we have in our current arrangement, we've already got the facilities in place, got the transmission lines in place, the distribution system is already set up. We have the ability to transmit the sewer rates to the city, and the city has the capacity to deal with it. I think that it's purely a function of cost, and I think that we at least ought to consider what the alternatives are before we make a final decision.
Jumper wouldn't discuss specifics of negotiations, but he told trustees that the city's proposal for terms of a new contract has improved. Trustee Mike Elliott recommended the village continue to work with the city. Other topics included the apparent ongoing saga that is the street light, or lack thereof, at the new South Jacksonville Police Station. It was explained to trustees that legal teams for both the village and Ameren have talked. Then Ameren is claiming it's not part of their franchise agreement with the village to put a light up. The village disagrees. Light would cost about $5,200. And driving a golf cart down the road could soon become a reality in South Jacksonville. Police Chief Richard Evans explained he's received calls and contacts from numerous residents inquiring about being able to do so. Several trustees recommended not drafting an ordinance, but officials noted they believe it's something many in the village want. Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. 24-year-old Terry Quinn of Root House was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 5:15 for retail theft. Quinn has been released on bond. Morgan County deputies made three arrests yesterday. 51-year-old Colin Shoemate of Indianapolis was arrested in the 1700 block of Mount Zion Road at around 2:45 p.m. on a Marion County, Indiana warrant. Shoemate remains in custody, the warrant for reckless discharge of a firearm. 37-year-old David Wilkerson of the 700 block of Hardin was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 8:45 for possession of cannabis. Wilkerson has been released on bond. 19-year-old Tyler Fanning of the 1700 block of Sandusky was booked at the county jail at 11:45 p.m. for resisting a peace officer. Fanning remains in custody. Governor Bruce Browner is saying he needs the people who run government departments and agencies to be honest with him about the state's problems. David Stewart reports Browner made the comments during his first cabinet meeting.
Governor Browner urged members of his cabinet not to hold back in bringing up issues or offering criticism. Browner said he doesn't mind being told when he's wrong.
There ain't anything too sensitive or there ain't any sacred cows. There's no such thing as a sacred cow. We work for the people of Illinois. We got to deliver results. We got to break some china to get it done right. And I need you to speak up. You hold your tongue, we're not going to fix the problems.
Browner also said he's close to an agreement with lawmakers on a short-term fix for key government functions that are running out of money. But Senate President John Carlton disputes that, saying an agreement is not close. David Stewart, Chicago.
New reports about lavish spending by Jacksonville Congressman Aaron Schock have prompted a watchdog group to file its third complaint this month against him. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington wants a congressional investigation into reports that Schock used taxpayer and campaign funds for private plane trips, and that he failed to disclose details of trips to London and Saudi Arabia. Schock was already under scrutiny for having his office decorated in the style of the TV series Downton Abbey. Schock has responded by hiring two Washington attorneys to perform a review of his office and political operation.
What makes a great bank? Convenience. This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, no news notes to tell you about this morning other than, again, the reminder that we do have some cancellations for you all in Greene County at this point regarding school. North Greene, Carrollton, and Greenfield all without class today. And there are two emergency bus routes that have been brought to our attention. Those are Triopia and Winchester. And, of course, District 117, no delays, no bus routes, no nothing. They are just in regular session today. Looking at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 39 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 14. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 19 degrees. No huge amount of precipitation measured here at the radio station. It's such a habit, folks, to say it. But 4 hundredths is what we melted down to after we stuck the ruler out and found 2 inches of snow. And that was as of around 5 o'clock this morning. Full forecast comes up next. Currently 19 degrees in Jacksonville. Light snow is still falling. Local news at this hour is brought to you by Premier Bank. Our next scheduled local newscast is at 8:06 this morning. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.